I ask you today, what does it mean for you to be in recovery? And what would it mean if you were fully and completely recovered? This meditation explores just that question, the meaning and interpretation that you attribute to recovery. So I ask you, imagine that you have fully recovered. What, I ask you, does that really mean to you? Does it mean perhaps that you no longer have a tremor, that is, the tremor is absent? Does it mean perhaps that achiness or pain or discomfort or stiffness is no longer present in your body? Does it mean perhaps that you can voice your truth with strength? Does it mean perhaps that balance is actually no problem for you whatsoever? Of course, I could go on and on and on because the symptoms associated with a diagnosis of Parkinson's are very extensive indeed. But did any of what I just listed happen to resonate with you? When you think about recovery, does the meaning you attribute to recovery simply mean that you're no longer going to be experiencing specific symptoms that you happen to experience today? Well, that's certainly normal. That's what most of us do. But here's the rub of it, as it turns out. If you are focusing your attention on eliminating something that is presently true for you, you are simply giving that more energy. You are focusing your attention on that. That is, you are focusing your attention on the discomfort, the mobility problems, the stiffness, the tremoring, the feeling inside that you want to eliminate. And by focusing your thoughts and your emotions on what you want to remove and dissolve and eliminate, you literally focus attention on all of that, which feeds it. It gives it all energy. It actually makes it more likely that all of that's going to hang around for you in the future. How can all of this then be transformed? How can we stop having the thoughts, I don't like this tremor, I want the tremor to stop now? And how can we stop those thoughts? They're very natural. They're very understandable. This meditation is designed to be able to help you convert your orientation and your thinking about recovery to a very new place, to what you want to manifest for yourself. And by going to this place, what you'll be able to accomplish is a new reality for yourself. This, by the way, this process that you will actually engage is an important leap in being able to expedite the process of actually feeling a great deal better. So you can hang around and continue to feel the kinds of things that you have felt only because you are focusing your attention on what it is that you don't want. So today, let's focus our attention on what you do want for yourself in the future and attribute now a new meaning to recovery. So settle in. And for this meditation, as in all of my meditations, I invite you to be in whatever comfortable place you'd like to be able to position yourself, which could be lying on the floor, sitting on your favorite couch, lying in bed, exercising, sitting in a chair. Literally find a place that's comfortable for you, and best this be done without interruptions, if at all possible. So turn the cell phone off. Disconnect a landline telephone if you have one so that there will be, in fact, no interruptions. For the questions that I will about ask you will take you into very, very deep and important places, the places where you would like to find yourself in the future. So settle in, and just to cast away any thoughts that are not in your best and highest good, take a slow breath in and hold it just for about 3 seconds. and then let that breath out. Doing that in whatever way is comfortable and right for you. Acknowledging that if you're having any judgments that you didn't take enough air in, or you took too much air in, or you didn't hold it long enough, that all of those are literally just specious and unnecessary judgments. And do it one more time in whatever pace and way you'd like to do that, to cast away any feelings, thoughts, or realities that are not serving your best and highest good in this moment of this meditation. Let's now launch into our journey with a recognition that the purpose is to allow you to find a clear picture of what it is that you would like to manifest, where you would like to be, what you would like to be doing now that you are fully recovered. What does recovery really mean to you? Who, I ask you, do you need to become to be fully recovered? What do you need to let go of to recover? What do you need to have to recover? Where are you hoping recovery will take you? When you are fully recovered, how do you expect that to make you feel? How do you expect recovery should make you feel? People who recover know precisely what that means to them. Not only in terms of the objects and amounts that might be involved, but the physical, the concrete reality, in terms of what they want recovery to help them feel like. What are you trying to feel as you strive toward becoming fully recovered? What are you wanting to be? to make this journey happen the way you would like to see it unfold, it's important that you know where you are going. What is your destination, I ask you? What is this all about? What is this all about for you? Why are you dedicating and focusing your energy on getting well? Why is it so important to you? Please honor and acknowledge to yourself that there are many, many, many individuals who are diagnosed with the symptoms of Parkinson's disease, who have resigned themselves to a future that looks very bleak. That's not the case for you, for you are listening to this meditation now. Why is recovery so important to you? What is there still left to do, to be, to feel, to accomplish, to become? Let's now imagine what recovery truly and genuinely means to you. Skip ahead into the future, a point in time when you are symptom-free, when, for all practical purposes, you have fully recovered from the experience of Parkinson's symptoms. On this day, I now invite you to imagine how you would prefer and dream to live out this day in the future. You are now sleeping the night before, and on this day when you are fully recovered, it is the point in time when you are waking up from a deep sleep. As you open your eyes, what do you see first? Is there someone with you now? Who is it? See them now. Connect with them now. Feel your body now as it begins to awaken. Look around the room, the place where you have been sleeping. Notice all the details of the room. Look around as you begin to become more and more awake. What is in this room for you? Please notice the objects, the colors, the textures of everything you see and smell and experience in this room you have been sleeping in all night long. It's time now to get up from bed, from your sleeping place. Your body works well now. It's agile. It's flexible. You are always in a complete place of balance and harmony. Without straining any ligaments or muscles, get up now from where you have been sleeping and slowly walk over to the closest mirror to you. Notice as you walk what is on the walls of the room. Pay attention to how it feels to step on the surface of the floor. Acknowledge how good your body feels now as you, without any effort or thought, walk to the mirror. Just as you likely did when you were a child, floating across space and time, unobstructed, freely, openly, joyfully, walking over to the mirror. You may need to put glasses on if you wear glasses. Do that now in your imagination. And standing in front of this mirror, please look at yourself carefully. Look at the smooth texture of your skin, the softness of all that is there that you see, the strength, the courage, the determination to become all that you are to yourself and to others. Look at the details that you see on your face as you look at yourself in this mirror in a place of full recovery, symptom-free. There's no getting tired as you stand in front of this mirror, for this is a place of complete and total recovery. What's the color of your skin? Look at your eyes. Your healthy, robust, strong, resilient eyes. What do they look like in this place of full and unfettered recovery? Scan now down your face. What do you see? What do you notice? Take pleasure and great satisfaction in all that you see now. And take this experience to the most important level of all. How does it feel now as you look at yourself, symptom-free, in full recovery? How does it feel now to you inside? Is the feeling familiar? Can you put a name on it, or is it a feeling that has no name? Feel the exuberance, the hopefulness, the energy behind this place of full recovery. Know that as you look at yourself, your body can do whatever you choose today. Take in now all that you see as you look at yourself in this mirror, this place where everything is right with you, your thoughts, your feelings, and your physical body. Call it a spiritual wholeness, if you prefer, a place of oneness with yourself and all others. What do you want to do now with your day? It's probably a good idea to put some clothes on, though you may not prefer to do so. But if you'd like to put some clothes on, do that now. Find the clothes that you would like to wear. The clothes that would give you limitless joy and satisfaction. The clothes that will help you feel yummy and delicious inside. Notice how easy it is to find the clothes and to put them on. It takes no time whatsoever, for your body is working just as it was created to work, flowing freely, effortlessly, with ease. Feel the flexibility. Feel the agility. It is almost as if you are a dancer, for your body can go anywhere and do anything it prefers. Have your clothes on now? Well, great. And now, on this most perfect day of your future, when you are fully recovered, what do you want to do now? What would give you the greatest pleasure of all? Is it time to meditate and have some alone time? Is it best to stay inside or go outside, for it is a beautiful day outside? Is it time for coffee or tea or a little bite to eat? perhaps you need to take your aquas or your hydrating formulas or your medicines. And when I say medicines, there is no specific need for medicines to address the symptoms of Parkinson's, for you are symptom-free. But you may be taking certain food nutritional supplements. Do you want to take those? Take them now, if you so choose, or not. Notice your surroundings now, whether you are inside or outside. What does it smell like in this place of full recovery when you experience life divine? See the colors. Take in the texture of all which surrounds you. Receive the magnificence of Mother Earth as she holds you and soothes you and acknowledges your own divinity. Take in the smells. What sounds do you hear now? Do you choose to be with other persons? Allow them to be present if that is your choice. For anyone can be present with you now. Anyone. Invite them to be present if you would like others to be with you now, on this day, at this time, in this place of your imagination, this place of the future when you are fully and completely recovered. Take in the pleasure of this moment, however you prefer to live it out. This place can be anywhere, absolutely anywhere. Where do you want to be now? Make it so in your imagination. There are no obstructions to making this possible, for your body works beautifully and perfectly for you. Having now started your day in precisely the way that you wanted to start your day, what else do you want to see happen today? What's next? Is there something you've been dying to do? Do it now. There's plenty of time. You are free to move and to do and to accomplish whatever your passion dictates needs to happen for you now. So move out now, move to the place where you want to be in your life, doing what it is that you have always wanted to do. Perhaps something you've done in the past and want to return to. Perhaps something you've never done but always dreamed one day you would love to be doing this. What do you wish to manifest in your life today? What do you want to create in your life today? Make it so now in your imagination. And acknowledge what it feels like now. What does this place feel like in your body now? Allow this feeling to imprint into the fabric, the structure, and the entire being of who you are. This is your destination. This is where you want to be in your future. Celebrate this place now. Feel it, sense it, know it. Take it in, for this place is waiting for you now. And in this place, know that you can accomplish whatever you set your intention to accomplish. Feel this place now. Celebrate this place now. Take in one slow breath. Hold it to the count of three, and then blow out that breath. Each and every time you do that for yourself during the day, you will return to this place of full recovery, this destination that you are arriving at now. Celebrate the feeling. Befriend the feeling. Know this place now. Return to it often during the day. This is the place where full recovery happens. The word symptoms have no meaning in this place. Treasure this place. Celebrate this place. Become familiar with this place. for it is a place in your imagination today, but tomorrow it is a place you will be living. May you arrive there soon. And if your eyes are closed or shut, I invite you to open them up. Wiggle your fingers and your toes. Look about your surroundings. And also celebrate the magic and the mystery of all you have created in your life. Many blessings to each and every one of you. May recovery happen for you now. This is Parkinson's Recovery, and this is Robert Rogers. Good day.